Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.
When you made the decision 35 days ago to go beer free for 115, that's until Christmas, what was your number one motivation?
I am fat.
That's not true. That's not true at all.
Well, that was my number one motivation.
Okay. Like, did you notice a number on the scale, or your pants didn't fit?
I never step on the scale. Okay. I just realized I felt pudgy, and I said, you know what, pudgy, you need to do something about your pudginess.
Okay. Well, your list of why you went beer free for 115 is on the list of 10 reasons why you should go sober for October. Now, I know this is futile and kind of silly because it's Oktoberfest here in just a few short days. So likely no one is going to go sober for October, but you could use this as your list of reasons to go sober for November.
Okay.
You're already sober. So, if you wanted to, these are good reasons to be more like Farwell. Are you ready?
Yes, I am. I love this idea.
Well,
I wish everybody was more like me.
You'll throw the beer bill out with the beer. Yeah. So your list. Yeah. Yours is on there. That's on there.
Reasons. It's not a beer belly, though. It's a Buddha belly.
Get in my belly.
So how are we going to know if you never ever get on a scale, how will we know if you're successful?
Because my Buddha belly will disappear, which it has not yet because
get
I eat.
Get in my belly.
That's right. I put too many of my mummy's cookies in my belly, like six on whatever day it was last week alone.
Why are giving up booze and never going cookie free for 115?
One step at a time. I know.
This is the second time in a year you've gotten booze free.
The first, no, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It's not in a year.
Did you not go booze free at Lent time?
Lent in 2013, yes.
Oh, right. What did you give? Oh, pizza, yeah.
So, yeah, it's the second time but this time it was, because of my pudgy ways. And you're right, I've realized, having given up beer, that there are many other things I also need to give up.
Okay. Did you get an energy kick? That's another one of the reasons you should go sober. Did you get an energy kick?
Yes.
Are you lying?
Yes.
Did you sleep? Did you get better sleep? Better quality of sleep?
I tend to sleep pretty well.
You sleep for like 4 hours at a time.
Well, I sleep good for those four hours.
I think sleep experts would say that that's not good sleep.
Sleep expert, sleep schmexpert.
Okay. You'll waste less time. Because you have extra hours that are normally wasted.
That is very true.
That's
very
good.
True.
So,
yes.
So far, 2 out of 3. You will be more likely to stick to your exercise regime.
I need to start an exercise regime.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that one's a no.
I'm working on it, though. I still have
So you got two check marks.
80 days in this damn campaign.
You are less likely to snack on bad food.
Mm.
X or a check mark?
That's got to be an X because that's part of my problem.
So what are we giving you? Get rid of the beer belly. Is that an X or a check mark?
Well, that's what I'm trying to do. Okay. I've still got time.
Okay. You look better. You get clearer skin because alcohol will dehydrate you and you'll get dry skin.
Huh.
And other problems. Do you have clearer skin so far?
Sure. I can't see my skin because my eyes don't open enough. I'm not sleeping well.
Okay. Well, you will stop snoring and get quieter. Taking a break from booze.
I have no idea. I don't think I snore.
So we'll just give you that one. Then.
Yeah.
You'll be less prone to mood swings. The hangover blues give you a bad effect on your brain chemistry. Are you less prone to mood swings?
I think you'll have to answer that one. Yeah, she's saying no. I'm getting an X on that one.
Fat X on that one.
Yeah.
You'll reevaluate your view of drinking.
I have reevaluated. I have a view of me drinking on December the 25th. So, big fat one.
I don't think that's what they mean.
Oh.
I think that they mean that you'd continue to be.
I have a view of me in a Santa Claus suit with a beer in my hand.
Bad Santa.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the final. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Well, you've got to be honest. You might even want to play the confessional music here, Polly, because this one is deep and probing.
This is where I have to admit that I drank beer yesterday, right?
I wasn't even going to ask.
What? Yes, I did.
It was just a sip. See, I can explain away anything. It just was a sip at an event to try a beer. That's not drinking beer.
It was block 3. What am I supposed
beer
to do?
Beer passed through the crevice of your lip.
They were tiny, small, little 2 ounce glasses. And I took a sip out of it.
Just a droplet.
And I gave the rest to Jennifer.
I chugged the rest of that October. What's it called? Blocktoberfest.
Blocktoberfest. I had to taste it. It's
block 3.
It's like wandering me through the candy store or my mother's cookie factory. Come on.
Bring me Fireball's share of the Blocktoberfest too, if you don't mind. Okay, stop avoiding the final question.
I thought that was it.
No, it's not. You tried to make it
this.
Sorry,
I broke it. It's one sip. That was it. To taste it.
The biggest benefit to being booze free.
Yeah.
Is better sex. Are you having better sex? Well, I told you I was going to ask you.
Well, let me see. If I'm having any sex, it would be better sex. So, you know.
Maybe it's because you're still so moody. That's why you're not having
Maybe that's got to be it.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on today's Best Country. Country 106.7.